Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio at the Turin Festival, but we are not exactly at the Turin Festival. We are at the Film Commission, where there's running the Piemonte Day, which is a bird's eye view on the new tendencies of today's European audiovisual industry. My guest now is Viola Gabrielli. Hello, Viola.
Hello.
You are project manager for Kids Regio, which is a Now you're going to tell me what it is.
Yes.
To offer our audience. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's an initiative based, I'm based in Germany with this initiative, and it's a lobby initiative designed for the industry professionals in film for children and youth. So it's a brainchild of CineRegio, the network of European regional film funding institutions, and actually it's also a brainchild of the professionals working within the children's media industry that met in 2009 and also last year at a conference to discuss the situation in the European film market for children. So our focus is on live-action children films as a form of storytelling we regard as highly important for the young generation to grow up with and experience. My mission is kind of getting a network and building up competences for the children's media industry in Europe to also solve or give solutions to improve certain conditions for the professionals or to improve certain conditions for the professionals working in film for children and to facilitate the distribution or the production in certain countries. So basically, I see myself like a matchmaker between different stakeholders in the media industry, but also not only between within the media industry, but also between the media industry, the research, and the politics.
So basically, you have an overall look on what is the European production for kids. Mm-hmm. And which is a very important thing because it's besides the entertainment side, as an educational side, which is really, really important. And how it is the situation, production-wise, in overall Europe for films for kids?
It is so different because each country is culturally has so different roots. And of course, our goal of this initiative is to have a vivid and multifaceted children's media and children's film culture in Europe, which is visible and which is accessible. This is the point, because you have beautiful films at film festivals for children, but maybe the normal cinemas or the normal people, they don't have the access to it because they lack the distribution or they are not traveling throughout the country. So you have some countries that produce a lot of children films during the year, and some countries they just import or they don't produce any children films at all. So we have very different situations, and we are trying to balance it a little bit and trying to initiate certain actions in these countries. And that's why we are the first time in Italy, because we've noticed that now there's a slight movement in Italy with children films. We have this European Children's Film or Young Audience Award, and this year an Italian film was premiered, and you can see that Italians are able to produce and to tell beautiful stories.
But the problem is the marketing after the production.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that this award was given by children from 25 different European cities. So you can tell that it's a unique story that they really liked in all these different cultures. So I was so happy to hear that, and that gave me the idea to make a session here and to talk about what is the idea of children films and what can be done. What we have done, for example, in Germany, because I'm German. So there are certain situations we've discussed also in Germany and where we disagreed with the current situation. And now they're coming up certain initiatives for producers, and we try to produce much more children films. The discussion in Germany is, do we need a lot of adaptations from famous brands or books, or do we need more original films? So our discussion in Germany is more, we have to protect and we have to support more originated films for children. And here in Italy, it's, I think, the discussion, what is a children film
exactly.
today? What means a children film for you? Because we have a certain idea, of course, what a children film is, and it's not the picture of the American family entertainment film. A children film for us is a film that is produced mainly for this target group of children in up to 12 years old, and has a profound dramaturgically profound story with a vivid and characters that can be taken serious. And so for us it's really important that the target group is taken serious in the films.
Which is weird that we don't have in Italy such a huge production of film for children, because we have a huge production of books for children on the other side. So this should be the next step.
Yeah, if you appreciate your kids or your children, then you should maybe appreciate that children also need to find their surroundings or their environment represented in these films. Mm-hmm. Because if you use only the American entertainment films, which are not mainly produced for children, then
they include children,
but it's not mainly produced for them. So that's a pity. And I have seen beautiful films from Italy, but it's some years ago.
Listen, my last question, because then you have to go to have your panel. You said that all different countries in Europe are in different stages. Mm-hmm. But on your opinion, there are some basic steps, common steps, that every country should take
I can tell you, because we were discussing it a whole day today. I think it's important for each country to take children seriously as a target group, as a genre in film, and that has the right to have different genres and different styles and different art in films as well. And if this step is being made, and then you find also groups of people that want to produce it, that want to finance it, you first have to get people interested in financing, producing, developing, and distributing these films. And this is the first step. Otherwise, you can't, and the script has to be in a certain quality. So in Germany, for example, the financing institutions were complaining about the quality of the scripts. So what we did in Germany is we opened up an academy. It is a further education for authors that would like to develop a script for children in TV series or feature films or interactive storytelling. And from that, they had a half a year workshops going on to really improve the script for the children films. And so we started from scratch in Germany too.
Okay, so I'll leave you to your panel. Thanks very much for having been with us. Viola Gabrielli from the Kids Regio, which is this, well, you told me what it is, and Angela Cerbi from Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.